end of Acts of the Apostles. The Epistle to the Romans, chapter 1. Paul, bondman of Jesus Christ, a called apostle, separated to God's glad tidings, which he had before promised by his prophets in holy writings, concerning his son, come of David's seed according to flesh, marked out Son of God in power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by resurrection of the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom we have received grace and apostleship in behalf of his name, for obedience of faith among all nations, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ. To all that are in Rome, beloved of God, called saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is proclaimed in the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve in my spirit in the glad tidings of his Son, how unceasingly I make mention of you, always beseeching at my prayers, if any way now at least I may be prospered by the will of God to come to you. For I greatly desire to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to establish you, that is, to have mutual comfort among you, each by the faith which is in the other, both yours and mine. But I do not wish you to be ignorant, brethren, that I often propose to come to you, and have been hindered until the present time, that I might have some fruit among you too, even as among the other nations also. I am a debtor both to Greeks and barbarians, both to wise and unintelligent. So, as far as depends on me, am I ready to announce the glad tidings to you also who are in Rome. Verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the glad tidings, for it is God's power to salvation, to everyone that believes, both to Jew first and to Greek. For righteousness of God is revealed therein, on the principle of faith to faith, according as it is written, but the just shall live by faith. For there is revealed wrath of God from heaven upon all impiety and unrighteousness of men, holding the truth in unrighteousness. Because what is known of God is manifest among them, for God has manifested it to them. For from the world's creation the invisible things of him are perceived, being apprehended by the mind through the things that are made, both his eternal power and divinity, so as to render them inexcusable. Because, knowing God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but fell into folly in their thoughts, and their heart, without understanding, was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into the likeness of an image of corruptible man, and of birds, and quadrupeds, and reptiles. Wherefore God gave them up also in the lusts of their hearts to uncleanness, to dishonour their bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into falsehood, and honoured and served the creature more than him who had created it, who is blessed for ever. Amen. For this reason God gave them up to vile lusts, for both their females changed the natural use into that contrary to nature, and in like manner the males also, leaving the natural use of the female, were inflamed in their lust towards one another, males with males working shame, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was fit. And according as they did not think good to have God in their knowledge, God gave them up to a reprobate mind, to practice unseemly things, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, covetousness, malice, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil dispositions, whisperers, backbiters, hateful to God, insolent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, void of understanding, faithless, without natural affection, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that they who do such things are worthy of death, not only practice them, but have fellow delight in those who do them.